Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. Stephanie, I'm calling in regards to a follow-up regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Was it you that was diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today with everything?
I'm okay. Sometimes it's a struggle, but I'm okay.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. So you wanted to see if you meet the requirements, correct, to participate?
Right.
And you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you haven't signed any documents with any other law firm regarding this matter?
Correct.
Okay, and you're filing for yourself. You are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then you were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year, correct?
Yes.
And your Depo-Provera is the Depo-Provera or Depo-Provera, your meningioma tumor is of the brain, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what your date of diagnosis was, Stephanie?
It was let me just think 1 second when I took it.
Yeah. To the best of your knowledge, too.
It was after 2008.
Okay. So, do you know like the month when they diagnosed you with the to tumor?
Okay, let me just think about this after when I had, because I got it the shot after my son, so
Or yeah, if you do you know like when you started taking it and when you stopped taking it?
oh, okay, so I started to take it on my first appointment, so that was July, September of 2007.
Okay,
I
is when
took
you
the shot
okay,
when I
and then
started it. And then I was on the shot for like a year.
okay.
So then it was like about the same time that I got off of it. So September of 2009.
Eight
No,
or two,
eight. Yeah, eight. I'm sorry. Yeah, eight.
2008. Okay, so you did take it for a full year though.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you can confirm that you did four injections for a full year.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do this. Okay, and then so after 2008 is when you were diagnosed. Were you diagnosed right away or did it was it like a little bit of time?
I had some pain I was feeling in my head, and so then we did some testing after that. So it was like literally like right after I stopped taking it. Well,
Okay.
I had bad experiences during it, but
Yeah.
they wanted me to like try to it takes a while, some people with the symptoms, so they were just
Yeah.
like, try as go as long as you can, and I couldn't after a year. I was just depressed, and it was
Yeah.
just too much. So
And then,
after
okay.
that, and then my head started to hurt, and then we did some testing on there. So it was like almost like right after.
So, okay, I just text you my direct phone number, Stephanie, from a 949 phone number. That's my direct line to my desk. My name is Courtney, and I will be your intake specialist moving forward. Any questions you have regarding the claim? So save that number. Okay, so let's say, so you said it was in 2008. Do you think it was like October, November? To the best of your knowledge, when did you get diagnosed? I have to put
So
a
that
month
was
and a date.
okay. So let me just think real quick. That was July. I believe it was like 11/28. I mean 11/2008.
11/28/2008,
Yeah. Yeah.
to the best of your knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's your date of birth, Stephanie?
5/24/1980.
5/24/1980.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know anyone else that was using Depo-Provera that needed help filing a claim?
No, nobody that I know that took it.
Okay. If you ever come across anyone, you can always give them our information. So you did only consume the brand name, correct, of Depo-Provera?
Yes.
You used the Depo-Provera injectable that you used was Depo-Provera, Deb Sub-Q Provera, or generic?
No, it was the Depo Provera.
Okay. I just have to ask these questions. And then you never switched to a generic brand for a minimum of a year, correct?
No, never.
Okay. And you did confirm you did it for a year and you did confirm four injections prior to your diagnosis. And you did use Depo-Provera between January 1992 to the present date, correct? All of that's correct?
Wait, you said 1992?
Yeah, in between the time frame of January 1992 to present date,
Oh,
which you did. Yeah.
yes.
You said you started using it in September of 2007 to September of 2008.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what day of the month you started using it to the best of your knowledge in 2007 and 2008?
Yes. In 2007, I did it on
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't say. Oh yeah, you did say so. You started using it in September.
Yeah.
Like September 1st, September
Oh
15th.
no, it was hold on a second.
I know it's a long time ago.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was definitely a long time
I
ago.
know, I know.
But I it makes me it was September 3rd. Oh no, it wasn't that because that was Labor Day at that time. So then it was September 10th.
Okay, and then you stopped using it September like 10th, 2008, around that time again, or?
No, one second. I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
September 15th.
Okay. So approximately started using it 9/10/2007 to 9/15/2008.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
how my appointments work. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. I know a lot of the questions are repetitive. We just have to ask them. It's what the attorneys ask for.
Okay.
Once they pull medical records and they go over everything, it'll make a little more sense. This is just building your intake for them.
Okay.
Stephanie, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay. And then I have your first name as Steph. Oops. S Stephanie, Stephanie.
Yes.
And then your last name is Tavers?
Tavares,
Tavers?
TAVERAS.
Correct. All right. Thank you for confirming that. What's your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, or divorced?
I'm
Or
married.
widowed? Married? Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you have a suffix in your name? You're not a junior or anything, right?
No.
Okay. What's your spouse's name?
I'll spell it for you. It's YONEIRY. It's Janady.
Okay. YON.
EIRY.
EIRY.
Yeah.
And then last name is same,
So,
Tever.
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then what is their phone number or his phone number?
Yeah, his phone number is 718-366-7845.
7845.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for confirming that. 718-366-7845.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then I have your email as staveras24@gmail.com. I have your primary phone number as 917-456-2649. What is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
I'm usually always available.
Okay. You want me to put morning?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
It's 0769083 80.
0769083 80.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
It's 2 and then Wildlife, WILDLIFE Drive is Wildlife is one word. New Milford, Connecticut, 06776.
Okay, and that's a house, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Two Wildlife Drive, New Milford, Litchfield County, Connecticut, 06776.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. When your Depo-Provera was administered, was it by a doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
It was I don't think it was the doctor. I think it was the nurse.
The nurse. Okay. And
Yeah.
then I'll just put, we'll put nurse. How many times was the injured party injected with the product? You had four injections, correct, for a full year.
Yeah.
And then where were you, what was the name of the facility that you were getting administrated at?
Oh, she
Was it like?
It was at Columbia Presbyterian on, I'm trying to think of the street.
Presbyterian, is it a hospital?
No, it wasn't at the hospital. It was, let me just Google this real quick. It was like,
like a women's clinic?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what, yeah. And that was in, it's in, where in Connecticut?
No, no, not Connecticut. I was living in the Bronx at that time.
Okay.
So.
That's okay. I'll find it. Let's look. Women's Health Department of, yeah, I found it. New York Presbyterian Columbia. It was on Washington Avenue.
There was a couple. No, no, no. I went to the one that was 3985 Broadway.
398. Okay, let's see. 398.
No, that's not the one. That's not the one. I'm so sorry.
3959 Broadway?
No, no.
It's okay.
There's so many. Haven't been there in a long time.
Well, there's a Women's Health New York Presbyterian. That one's on South Central, but that's in Hartsdale. Oh, here's one. Oh, no, no. There's one at 1250 Water Place, Bronx.
No, no, no. I went to the one in New York, but it was by, I don't know. I'm trying
Women's Health Services, Morris Heights Health Center.
Let me just see one more. How to? I used to take my kids there, too. I think this
there's
is
Women's
it.
Health Bronx Care Health System.
No.
Or there's Montefiore Medical or MHHC Health Pavilion.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, the wind here is so bad. It's, like, destroying my house right now. Oh
I where do you live? Because our wind is really bad, too.
Oh, my. It just literally took our gazebo's fluid away. Oh, my gosh. I live in New Milford, Connecticut, and it's so bad right now. It literally destroyed my backyard.
It's so crazy because I'm located on the West Coast, and it's really bad here, too.
Oh, my God. Sorry. It's just, I just don't want it to hit the windows and break the glass. It's, like, crazy right now. I can't, I don't know if it's Fort, it's not Fort Washington. I'm trying to find the.
It's okay. You can keep trying to look for it. What I'll just do is, okay, we'll do, do you know the doctor that who you saw?
Oh,
your prescribing
gosh.
Doctor?
No, I would have to try to
okay.
log into my,
it's
the
okay.
portal back in the day.
It's okay if you don't know. Just as long as, like, yeah, you could try to find the facility, that would be fine. Like, the Women's Health, you said it was Women's Health what in Bronx? I can try to find it, too. Women's Health, would you say Presbyterian?
Yeah.
Presbyterian in Bronx, New York.
Well, maybe I think I know because it was on. Okay, this is it. There it is. Got it. The address is 4781 Broadway.
4781 Broadway. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. One second.
It's just New York Presbyterian.
All right, hold on one second. All right, yeah, I found it. All right, and then one second. I'm just getting the information really quick. One second. Bear with me really quick, sorry.
It's okay.
And then was it like a stream of doctors that you saw in there? You don't know the
Yeah, every time I went, there was like
a different
they
doctor
had
that would help you or whatever.
yeah,
Okay.
exactly. Yeah.
It's like a clinic.
Yeah.
Did you use the pharmacy within their network, or did you have a certain pharmacy that you went to? Did they
For the
provide a
shot,
farm?
no, I for the shot, I got the shot there.
Okay, so they had their own specialty pharmacy.
Yeah. Like they made the appointment and then I came back to take the shots. Yeah.
Okay, and then did they your meningioma tumor, was that diagnosed through a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
The first time when I did it was a CAT scan.
Okay, and then do you know who the doctor was that did that for you?
For that, I went to the hospital, the on 168th Street, Columbia. Oh, the doctor? Oh no, I don't remember the doctor's name.
Okay. What hospital was it?
Columbia Presbyterian on 168th Street on
Columbia.
Broadway.
Okay. Hospital. Okay. And that was in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
And then let me just get, I have to start to get this information. And then they treated you there too. Do you know the treating doctor's name?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. And then, but it was all at, you did it all at the New York Presbyterian Allen
Yeah.
Hospital. Okay. That's
Yes.
okay.
Yep.
If you don't know, it's fine. It's not
Okay.
a huge, they're going to pull medical records anyways, but they just want to
Okay.
get like an idea. I know it was a long time ago. I wouldn't be able to remember either.
Yeah.
You saw an oncologist, or did you see a, you saw a neurologist there or
Oh yeah,
oncologist?
I saw a neurologist.
Columbia Neurology. Hold on one second. Okay, and then did you have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No.
And then what type of treatment did you do? Did they do surgery, radiation, chemotherapy?
Radiation.
Okay. Did you have any type of surgery? Did they remove the tumor at all?
No, it was small.
Okay. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then any other doctors that you would like me to put?
I think I just did follow-ups with the neurologist like years
At
after.
Columbia, was it Columbia Neurology?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh. Oops, what did I just do? Okay. And then, oh, hold on. Give me one second. We're almost there. Did you have copies of your medical records, or could you get them if needed?
Yeah, I could get them.
Okay.
I don't have copies right now.
Okay. And then also, you could provide them if needed, either electronically or in the mail.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then also, they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. I can go ahead and put your husband if you're okay with that, or is there somebody else that you want to put?
Oh no, him is fine.
Okay. Okay, and then you give us permission to contact if needed. Okay. And then yes, both. Okay. So what I'm gonna go ahead and do One second, we're almost done. Was there any closing notes that you'd like me to put on the file to help support the case? That you can think of, or okay, and you can always talk to the attorneys when you do and add things. Just hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I probably have to like look through my notes from at that time.
Yeah,
I can't recall like now.
Yeah, no, of course, and that's okay. So
look at my emails and stuff.
Yeah, and yeah, if anything changes, you can just update it with the attorneys. This is basically just getting a outline so that it gets to the attorney's desk, and then they'll contact you. So
okay.
I'm going to send you their contact information in a minute. We're almost finished here. Hold on 1 second, spouse. They asked for your spouse's email, but I'm just going to put yours. I don't know why they do that. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement, but before I do that, I'm just going to go ahead and summarize this really quick, Stephanie. Okay. You are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma tumor of the brain after using Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Your date of diagnosis was 11/28/2008,
mm-hmm.
and your date of birth was 5/24/1980.
Correct.
Okay. You used Depo brand. You said 4 injectables, approximately started using it 9/10/2007. To 9/15/2008.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, I have your email, stavera s24@gmail.com. Your phone number, I have your primary address, 2 Wildlife Drive, New Milford, Connecticut, 06776.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have your doctors prescribing CAT scan. Okay. Everything looks right. Was there anything else that you wanted me to add to the file?
Not right now. I don't want to make up some stuff I don't remember. I just have to look at my notes and see what I said about, you know, how I was feeling and stuff. And then I can share that later on.
Yeah, of course. Okay, perfect. So the system's generating the documents right now. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
I think so.
It's pretty self-explanatory. What you're just going to want to do, it's going to say Courtney at MassTort has sent you a DocuSign to review and sign.
Mm-hmm.
Just follow the prompt. Press accept. It's going to ask you to adopt and sign. You're going to use your finger and
mm-hmm.
then tap the little fields where it's asking you to sign
mm-hmm.
And then press finish. I sent it to you in a text message. It's the easiest way to do it. So let me know once you're able to complete it. And I'm here if you need any or have any questions. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
And then she was assigned to. Regina. All right. Make sure all the spelling and everything is correct too once you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you're doing that, I'm sending you the law firm's information for you to have just. So if you have any questions.
Okay. Okay, I signed in.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let me just refresh this. So it allows you to download it there, or just so you know, it will send a PDF file to your email for your records.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have a copy of that. And then just before we wrap up, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this process. Stephanie, my sympathy goes out to you, and this is your case. We can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys call. So I
Okay.
did send you the direct phone number that they'll call you from.
Okay.
It's Virginia Law Group. It's a 214-231-9824 phone number they'll call you from.
Okay.
They'll be calling you within like a week or so. At the soonest, they may be calling you within 24 to 48 hours, just so that you're aware. If they do call them back. If you can't get a hold of them for some reason, or you don't hear from them, call me directly on my 949 phone number, or text me and I can connect you. Okay.
Okay, got it.
Again, just remember it's a legal contract. It's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law group as they represent you. And then
Okay.
any you know, documents that you can obtain to help support the case, I recommend getting.
Okay, I will.
Okay, Stephanie, it was a pleasure talking to you today. I hope you have a good day, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You
You're
too.
welcome. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.